وانحسرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء، سيد المرسلين والأنبياء، أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين، وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لساحت الأرض بأهلها. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. وقال الإمام الكاظم عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا فقد الخامس من ولد السابع فالله الله في أديانكم، لا يزيلنكم أحد عنها. يا بني، إنه لابد لصاحب هذا الأمر من غيبة حتى يرجع عن هذا الأمر من كان يقول به. إنما هي محنة من الله عز وجل امتحن بها خلقه. صلوات على محمد وآل محمد. These days are related to the Imam of our time, Waliyul Asr, Sahibul Zaman, Baqiyatullah al-A'zam, Ruhi wa Arwahul Alameen, Liturab Maqdamah al-Fida, wa ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. And it is very much appropriate and munasib for us to focus on the Imam of our time and our connection with the Imam and our responsibilities towards our living Imam. It is important to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a matter of principle, never stops providing any blessing, any ni'mat, unless and until the people deserve that the ni'mat and blessing should be stopped. Allah Himself never takes the initiative to stop any blessing that He has provided to anyone. Unless we become ahl, unless we become mustahak, that the ni'mat should be taken away from us. And after the istihqaq, the ni'mat is taken away. The biggest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the blessing of risalat and the blessing of walayat and imamat. We do not have in Islam any ni'mat of Allah which is bigger than the ni'mat of risalat and the ni'mat of imamat and walayat. Al-ni'mat al-uzma, how our scholars call it. It has been witnessed since the beginning of human history. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been sending down prophets and messengers for the hidayat and guidance of humanity. Everything that the humankind stand in need for their sa'adat and eternal success was always told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His representatives, the Anbiya and the Imams. But the people did not, most of the people in all times without exception, majority of the people in all times, in all lands, without exception, throughout the history, did not follow their messenger that was sent to them. That's true for all the nations. Kullama jaa ummatan rasuluha kazzabuhu. Quran says that whenever a messenger came to a nation, the nation, what they did was takzeeb. They denied it. So every single nation without exception did the takzeeb and denial of their messenger. Without exception. And some of the nations actually tried to kill their messenger. لَيَقْتُلُوهُ حَمَّ كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ. So there were so many of the nations who actually tried to kill their messengers. That was the behavior that the humankind displayed towards the divine representative till the time arrived for the final messenger of Allah with the final Sharia and the final book, which is the most updated and kamil law Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided. And because Allah knew that in the final days there will be people who can comprehend, you know, in some of the ahadith we find in Allah alima annahu yakunu fi akhir az-zaman aqwamun muta'ammiqun. Allah knew that in the final days there will be nations with ta'ammuq, with in-depth thinking. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the surah Qul huwallahu ahad in the Holy Quran, and the verses which is at the end of Suratul Hadid. So those ayat which are at the end of Suratul Hadid and Suratul Ikhlas has been sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah knew that in the final days there will be people who have ta'ammuq, who have in-depth thinking, and they have a deeper thought about and deeper understandings. So basically, as the evolving process of the humankind is going into an evolution of their thinking process and their comprehension level, so the final Sharia given to the people who have the highest level of comprehension and understandings and in-depth thinkings. And even when the situation came with the Holy Prophet, who is the most superior messenger, with the final Sharia, which is the most complete and nasikh, that means invalidating towards all the shara'i, all the laws that Allah sent on all the previous messengers. And this book is nasikh towards all the al-kutub al-samawiyyah wa suhuf al-samawiyyah, all the books and booklets and suhuf that were sent to the previous messengers. This book, that means the Holy Quran, invalidates all the rest. So even if we have the Injil, even if we have the real Injil and Bible in our hands right now, no one is allowed to follow that Injil. Even if we have the real Torah and Taurat available, if we have the real Torah and Torah available right now in our hands, it's no longer acceptable to practice according to the law mentioned in that book. We have a messenger, we have a prophet of God, Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam, who belongs to the time of Hazrat Musa. And when he used to live in the time of Hazrat Musa, Hazrat Khidr was following the Sharia of Hazrat Musa, because Hazrat Musa was Sahib al-Shar' and Sahib al-Kitab and one of the Ulul Azm, five greatest messengers. despite the fact that the knowledge of Hazrat Khidr was more, but he was obliged to follow the Sharia of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and the book of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Isn't that right? So we have one of the messengers belonging to the time of Hazrat Musa alive today. And also coming to the Sharia of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, we have Hazrat Isa himself alive today on As-Sama al-Rabi', on the fourth heaven. So even today Hazrat Khidr alayhi salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam are following the Holy Quran and the Sharia of the Holy Prophet. When they stand up for prayers, in the time of prayers, they pray according to the Sharia of the Holy Prophet mentioned in the Holy Quran. And everything else of their life is according to the final book. So no one can understand the Injil better than Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and he has the knowledge of Injil with him always, but he's still not allowed to follow his Injil any longer. So when we find that the final messenger came, the behavior of the humankind didn't change. The behavior of takzib, the behavior of denying the messengers, the behavior of readiness to kill the messenger and to get rid of him so that we continue our pleasures and business as usual and we do what we wish to do in the name of freedom, never stopped even in the time of the final messenger. Allah's blessings, look at the rahmat of Allah and the endless mercy of Allah. The mercies of Allah were coming. I already told you in the beginning of my speech, the biggest mercy of Allah, the biggest ni'mat of Allah is the ni'mat of risalat and walayat and imamat. There is no bigger ni'mat of Allah bigger than these. So the ni'mat of Allah was still coming. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لَيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah says in the Holy Quran, Allah is not going to punish them as long as you are among them. As long as the Holy Prophet is among the humankind, this human race will not be punished. The punishment used to arrive on the previous nations. We have so many examples of Banu Israel punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the examples of Qawm of Lut and Qawm of Ad and Thamud and Qawm of Salih and Qawm of Yunus. Isn't that right? And the Qawm of Hazrat Ya'qub. All of them were punished. And the Qawm of Hazrat Nuh. Isn't that right? Quran is full of the stories of some of those nations who were punished. But why the punishment is not arriving in the nation of Rasulullah? Because Allah has already mentioned in the Holy Quran, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لَيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Look at the greatness of our messenger and look at the greatness of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards his creations. But the creation doesn't thank properly towards this ni'mat of Allah. Allah is continuously sending his ni'mat. I told you the biggest ni'mat is risalat and walayat. There's no bigger ni'mat than that. Allah sent the wali after the Holy Prophet, Imam Ali alayhi salam, you know, and the Prophet has already mentioned in the khutbah of Ghadir, you know, inni ushak an ud'a fa ajabto. I'm very close to be called by Allah and I will respond positively to the call of God. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ تُخَلِّفُونِ فِي الثَّقَلَيْنِ. So, you know, see how you're going to treat to the two valuable things that I'm leaving behind among you. And then Prophet mentioned the Hadith of Thaqalain. And after that he said, فَلَا تُقَدِّمُوهُمَا فَتَهْلِكُوا. Don't become ahead of them. Don't try to stand in front of them. Don't try to be ahead of them. Don't try to be over smart, so that you try to dictate what Quran should do and what Quran should say and what Ahlul Bayt should do and what they should say. فَلَا تُقَدِّمُوهُمَا فَتَهْلِكُوا. Taqaddum over Quran is haram in Islam. Taqaddum over Ahlul Bayt is haram in Islam. No one has a right to dictate the Ahlul Bayt. You're supposed to say that, but you're not supposed to say this. You're supposed to do this policy, but not this policy. We are nobody to dictate the Holy Quran or the Ahlul Bayt. فَلَا تُقَدِّمُوهُمَا فَتَهْلِكُوا. Don't try to be ahead of them. That means don't play a leading role towards Quran or Ahlul Bayt. You try to pose to be a leader in the presence of Quran and Ahlul Bayt. Who gave you the right to lead? فَلَا تُقَدِّمُوهُمَا. Prophet has warned in the khutbah of Ghadir, Very clearly he mentioned, فَلَا تُقَدِّمُوهُمَا فَتَهْلِكُوا. If you do that kind of policy, you are the one who would be destroyed, devastated. فَتَهْلِكُوا هَلَاكَتْ. وَلَا تَقْصُرُوا عَنْهُمَا فَتَهْلِكُوا. Don't remain away, disconnected from the Qur'an and Ahlul Bayt. You would be destroyed in that case also, if you stay far behind the Qur'an and Ahlul Bayt. So don't try to be ahead of them or try to play a leading role, and don't try to be standing far away from them, keeping it at them at a distance, breaking away from the Qur'an and the Ahlul Bayt. So, وَلَا تُعَلِّمُوهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ أَعْلَمْ مِنْكُمْ. And don't try to teach them. See, it's such a nice, all the policies have already been defined by Rasulullah, and this is what is, these are our current issues. This is not a theoretical thing that we are mentioning. This is exactly what touches our lives day in and day out. There are people who are trying to dictate the Holy Quran, what Quran should do and what Quran should not do. When people are deciding on their own their policies towards Yahud and Nasara, when people are deciding on their own their policies towards Zulm and Zalimeen, when people are deciding on their own their policies towards their everyday matters of the political and social issues of human life, this is exactly equal, and it translates into the fact that you are dictating the Quran. Quran also has its own policy about financial, political, social, personal matters of human life and all the rest of the matters. In the presence of that policy, some people are dictating their own policy. So this has been already told by the Holy Prophet. Don't try to do that. Otherwise, you are the one who would be, you are destroyed. You would be devastated. And, you know, Prophet has already said in a hadith, in one of my earlier speeches, I had mentioned that hadith, I recall, which is narrated in the Riyadh al-Salikin. Riyadh al-Salikin is the oldest tafsir of As-Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya, written in our Shia history. Oldest tafsir, and the first tafsir, it's published in Qum in nine volumes. Earlier it was published in thicker two volumes, and then they published it in a different format of the books. I think it was in 8 or 9 volumes. A new version of the publication was in 8 or 9 volumes. And in Riyadh al-Salikin, Ayatullah al-Uzma Sayyid Ali Khan Hyderabadi, one of our great mujtahids from Hyderabad, who wrote the first tafsir, he has mentioned this hadith of the Holy Prophet, that Prophet said that نحن بنو عبد المطلب ما عادانا بيت إلا وقد خربا ولا عوانا كلب إلا وقد جربا ومن لم يصدق فليجرب. That we, the children of عبد المطلب, whichever house, ma adana baytun, there isn't a house on the planet earth, there is no household which holds us as his enemy, except the house got devastated. If you hold the Prophet as your enemy, you are the one who will be devastated. That's prophesied by the Holy Prophet. And then he said, wala awana kalbun, and there isn't any dog that barked upon us, except that the dog achieved an illness. وَلَا عَوَانَ كَلْبٌ إِلَّا وَقَدْ جَرِبَ. And then Prophet said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يُصَدِّقْ, whosoever is not ready to accept what I said, whosoever is not ready to certify what I said, فَلْيُجَرِبْ. Okay, you try to do that. Do it. You try to hold Prophet and Ahlul Bayt as your enemy and see what happens to you. So this is the istighna, you know, man arada an yakuna aqwa an-nas falyatawakkal ala Allah. This is the tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't stand in need of the people. We as human beings stand in need of them. So let's not try to dictate policies to the Holy Quran. Let's not try to decide a policy, because every policy is already decided by the Quran. But we find so many people are deciding the political and social, especially the political policy of Islam, on their own, you know, for the sake of their convenience. So we find that after the ni'mat of Risalat ended for the humankind, because that was the final messenger of Allah coming, Allah did not stop his ni'mat, because the ni'mat continued in the form of walayat of Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Allah doesn't stop the ni'mat unless we become ahl and mustahak. We have the istihqaq of losing the ni'mat. So Imam Ali was sent by Allah, the ni'mat continued. Imam Hassan was sent by Allah, the ni'mat continued. The people were constantly doing takzeeb. You know, towards the Prophet, they were saying, Sahirun Kazab. Isn't that right? They used to call Prophet as magician. When they had no evidence, they used to call him a magician. And Kazab, a profound liar. And when Imam Ali alayhi salam's time came, they used to call him Kafir. They used to call him, you know, every bad word that you can think of. Because Muawiyah started cursing Imam Ali alayhi salam from 80,000 minbar throughout the Islamic world. So, every kind of abuse said about Imam Ali alayhi salam. And all those people who were abusing Imam Ali alayhi salam, look at what happened to them, and look at what izzat and honor and sharaf Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to Amirul Mumineen alayhi salam. So, now the time came for Imam Hassan. More than 95% of his army betrayed him and did khiyanat. And some of the followers came to Imam Hassan and said, As-salamu alayka ya muzill al-mu'mineen. My salam to you, O the one who dishonored the mu'mineen. This is how the people used to treat the biggest ni'mat of Allah. We are analyzing why our 12th Imam is in ghaibat. So, and then the time of Imam Hussein came, and you all know what happened to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. What was the behavior of the nation? And similar attitude continued for every Imam without exception. There was a Karbala. There was a similar khiyanat for every Imam's wilayat without exception. Every Imam, that's why they became shaheed. They were continuously doing taqiyya. Taqiyya in actual sense means hifzuddin. Not hifzun nafs. Hifz-e maktab. How Shaheed Mutahhari rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned. So they were protecting the religion. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, At-taqiyyatu dini wa dino abai. Taqiyya is my religion and the religion of my forefathers. So every Imam was doing taqiyya. That means they were protecting Islam. That's why they became shaheed. But we are doing taqiyya in order to save our life. Let Islam become shaheed. That's what some people are trying to justify. Misconcepts after misconcepts after misconcepts. The whole concept system of Islam is upside down. When you look at some communities, every wrong behavior towards the walayat of Ahlul Bayt is justified by taqiyya. Because we are in taqiyya. But taqiyya actually means defending Islam, not defending your life. Who told you taqiyya means defending your life? But that's what some people are. So we find our imams were doing taqiyya. So that's why they defended Islam and they became shaheed. All of them are shaheed. Without exception. مَا مِنَّا إِلَّا مَقْتُولٌ أَوْ مَسْمُومٌ Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, there isn't anyone among us except that he was either killed, مَقْتُولٌ أَوْ مَسْمُومٌ or poisoned. So basically all of them are shaheed. Now the time came for Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now the Khatamul Awsiya, the seal of all the deputies arriving after Imam Askari alayhi salam. Here, there is no room for any chance. So enough is enough. The humanity has been doing this khiyanat towards the risalat and the walayat, being the biggest ni'mat of Allah, constantly subjected to khiyanat, after betrayal, after betrayal from the humanity, and never accepted the prophets and the imams to be their political rulers. Instead, the humanity accepted people who they thought would take care of their interests. So finally, and just like we say, you know, demand and supply. That's exactly true. It's a demand, it's a arze o taqaza. Qanoon hai, arze o taqaza. Demand and supply. So if you are ready, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the 12th Imam in the ghaibat. So now he's not going to appear unless the people are prepared. Now you have to do the homework. Enough is enough. The imams have been killed and the prophets have been killed. The 12th one is the last one. No more chance. Now he will be taken away unless and until the people get prepared and they are ready to embrace. So we find that Marwan al-Ambari, that's in Ilal al-Shara'i, narrated by Sheikh Saduq rahmatullah alayh, from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, that Marwan al-Ambari came and asked Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam about what's the reason of that the 12th Imam, Imam al-Qa'im alayhi salam, will undergo through this time of ghaybat and absence. What's the illat and reason behind ghaybat? Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا كَرِهَا لَنَا جِوَارَ قَوْمٍ نَزَعَنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَظْهُرِهِمْ. Whenever Sheikh Saduq narrates this hadith, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes us to be with some set of some people, Allah takes us away from that people. So when some people are hated by Allah, when some people are disliked by Allah, Allah takes us away from those people. So we have to get to the point that the followers are not liked by Allah. The followers need to prepare themselves first. Because if they are not prepared, what is going to happen to the Imam is exactly similar to what happened to the previous Imam. He will be killed. Imam is not afraid of being killed. But the point is that if Imam gets killed before the time is ripe, then the promise of Allah for establishing the justful government in the whole planet will be nullified. And Quran will become a liar. And Quran can never become a liar. Allah is there to fulfill His promise. So the only option available, Allah will take the Imam away from the people unless the people prepare themselves to embrace and defend the Imam. Enough is enough. 11 have been killed. So now we find in Allah إِذَا كَرِهَا لَنَا جِوَارَ قَوْمٍ. Imam al-Baqir al-Islam is explaining the illat and reason for ghaybat. When Allah hates for us to be with some people, Allah takes us away from those people. People are hated, so the Imam is taken away. It's hated by Allah to be with those people. Now we find, so the people realize the importance of the adl and the highest level of adil, which is a ma'soom. That has been a constant seerat of the prophets. Nothing new that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam has done. The prophets used to do the same. This is the seerat of anbiya. We find in the Holy Quran, in Surah Maryam, verse number 48, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about Hazrat Ibrahim, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, Allah says the statement and call of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَأَعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَأَدْعُوا رَبِّي. I'm leaving you and what you call other than Allah, and you know, and I will call my Lord. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam left his nation. Hazrat Ibrahim used to live in Iraq. He left his nation in Iraq because of their bad behavior towards Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then he migrated from Iraq to Sham, in the neighborhood of Harran, where the history says there were people who used to worship sun and the moon. The sun worshippers and the moon worshippers. Prophet Ibrahim encountered those people in Sham, and he did his nasihat towards them, invited them towards Tawheed. People did not listen. Hazrat Ibrahim left the people of Sham also and migrated towards Palestine. So the ayat of Holy Quran from Surah An'am, verse number 79, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was the one who basically he had diverted his face towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the created of heavens and earth. And he says that وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, I'm not one of those who do the shirk. Hazrat Ibrahim migrated from Sham, from those people who were worshipping sun and the moon, came to Palestine. And so this is a constant, this is an example from Holy Quran. Constant behavior of messenger leaving his nation. When he comes to the point that people are not ready to follow at any cost, then the prophets leave the nation. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam also did the same. He did his tabligh for 30 years. People did not listen, and he left the nation. And he told them that the azab and punishment of Allah is going to arrive. The king was a very, not a very, but to some extent, he was a akil person to some extent. And the king of that town said to when Hazrat Yunus left and the cloud came on top of that population, it was about to shower the azab on the town. The king saw, people were worried, everybody came out in the open field from their houses. The king was the kind of akil person, and he said to the people, well, let's separate the men from the women. He gets separated from each other and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do istighfar. Because I remember Yunus was saying to us that if you do istighfar, Allah will stop the punishment. He recalled the statement of the messenger of the Prophet, and the king commanded his people to do istighfar. And they started to do istighfar, and Allah terminated the azab. So the second reason why the azab is terminated, that if we do istighfar. The same happened with, so basically we find that the people are subjected to tests. If we do not behave well, we will be deprived of certain blessings. The biggest blessing that we are deprived is that we do not have access to the Imam because of our sins. And the hadith which I recited in the beginning of my speech from Imam Al-Kazim alayhi salam, where he said that إِذَا فُقِدَ الْخَامِسِ مِنْ وُلْدِ السَّابِعِ, from the son of the seventh, the fifth son of the seventh, when the fifth son of the seventh is missing, then فَاللَّهُ اللَّهُ فِي أَدْيَانِكُمْ. That means take care of Allah, take care of Allah regarding your religion. وَلَا يُزِيلَنَّكُمْ anha, la yuzilannakum ahadun anha. No one should make you away from, from that. And then he said, "Innahu la budda li sahib hadha al-amr ya bunayya. Innahu la budda li sahib hadha al-amr min ghaybatin." Sahib al-amr alayhi salatu wasalam must have a ghaybat time. Must have a ghaybat. Hatta yarji'a an hadha al-amr man kana yaqulu bihi. So that those people who were claiming to be supporters of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, they turn his opposition. What is this Imam Kazim alayhi salam saying? So those people who used to claim that we support Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, they turn to his opposition. So because of this reason, there is a compulsory ghaybat for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the fifth son of the seventh Imam. We understand that there will be false claimants among the Shia community who claim that we are the followers of Ahlul Bayt, and they will convert into the opponents of Ahlul Bayt's walayat. And this has been prophesied by Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam. Hatta yarji'a an hadha al-amr man kana yaqulu bihi. And then Imam Kadhim alayhi salam said, innama hiya mihnatun. This is an imtihan and test from Allah, min Allah azza wa jal imtahana biha khalqahu. That's how Allah tested his creatures. So all the false claimants, those who are mudda'i, false idda'a of that we support the imamat and walayat of Ahlul Bayt, they should get aside. The Ahlul Haqq and Ahlul Batil are all separated. No ambiguity. Who is munafiq and who is mu'min? Who is muttaqi and who is fasiq? Who is the supporter of taghut and taghuti Muslims, and who are the supporters of walayat of Ahlul Bayt? You know, they're all separated from each other. Zero ambiguity in the community. And then Imam Mahdi would appear. So we have about 5 minutes to go. It's very important, brothers and sisters, that we remember our responsibility towards the Imam alayhi salam in terms of the time, especially on the Fridays throughout the year. Whenever a Friday comes throughout the year, Friday belongs to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, because that's the day. In the ziyarat we say, وَهَذَا يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ وَهَذَا يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ وَهُوَ يَوْمُكَ. That's your day. We say in the ziyarat of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, وَهَذَا يَوْمُكَ. That's your day. الْمُتَوَقَّعُ فِيهِ ظُهُورُكَ. In which we are expecting your appearance. والفرج فيه للمؤمنين والفرج فيه للمؤمنين and the opening for the مؤمنين على يديك under your hands through your with your hands وقتل الكافرين بسيفك and the getting killed of the كافرين through your sword وأنا يا مولاي فيه ضيفك and me oh my master I'm your in this you know on is your guest wajaruka and your neighbor so we should remember Imam Alayhi Salam in terms of the time and we should remember Imam Alayhi Salam in terms of the place every place belongs to Imam Mahdi Alayhi Salam he is the owner everything is under his ownership and command But specifically the places that are haram of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam that's why ziyarat has so much emphasized you know maybe one of the reasons why it is emphasized we go to the haram of Imam Askari alayhi salam may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to all of us to go for the ziyarat of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salatu was salam so haram of Imam you know Ali an-Naqi alayhi salam and Kazimain and Najaf and Karbala and all the rest of the Haram of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam these are the places which have special lutf and nazar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala especially the Haram of Imam Sayyidush Shuhada alayhi salatu was salam this place itself reminds us of sacrifice and breaking away from this dunya and its maddi attachments which are actually blocking us to follow the walayat the biggest ni'mat of Allah what is blocking us is the attachments towards this dunya so when you go to Karbala when you go to Kazimain when you go to Samarra you recall Imam Hussein and Islam and his sacrifice and how he had broken away from this dunya and he presented everything of his for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so this recalls the sacrifice and makes us prepared makes us it has a practical application for our everyday life going to Karbala It's practical application, one of the practical applications that we break away from the dunya and get prepared for the sacrifice for the biggest ni'mat of Allah, the walayat. And likewise, Masjid of Sahla. Masjid of Sahla is one of the greatest mosques that we have. It is said by our scholars that after the zuhur of Imam alayhi salam, he would be in a lot of times, he would be found in either Masjid al-Sahla or Masjid of Jamkaran. He would be abundantly found in those two places. So we need to give importance to those places as well. And likewise, our responsibility towards the Imam of our time in terms of the people. That means those of the people who are supporting the walayat of Ahlul Bayt must be supported. Those of the mujahideen and those of the great personalities who sacrifice for the on the path of Karbala those people who are standing for the noble cause of justice those people who sacrifice for the sake of i'la of kalimatul haqq those people need to be supported if we are sincere towards the walayat of imam sahibuz zaman alayhi salam and finally our responsibility towards the financial issues the time is almost up inshallah I may elaborate on that matter on the next thursday when we would officially celebrate the milad of imam sahib zaman alislam I would inshallah maybe talk about that later on you know wasallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من انصاره واشياعه واتباعه واعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.